Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
As has been the case the last 2 days, right? Or is it like the last 3 or 4 days of the show? Antonio Brown is the lead. Antonio Brown is the lead. Of course, the news broke yesterday that he has been accused of sexual assault and rape by his former trainer, someone he's known since college. She's put her name out there, Brittany Taylor.
Pictures, everything.
Pictures are out. She's going to talk with the league next week.
She's getting married this weekend or something, right? Was it next?
Yes. Yes, she's getting married soon. And interesting, on a worship Wednesday, they met in Bible study in college.
Yes, I saw that.
And one of the sexual assaults, alleged sexual assaults, took place while they were watching a church service on television. So this is all sorts of ugly many different ways.
Man.
This is just, it's just bad.
Chris,
it's bad all around.
I'm not going to make any jokes, but that is, when you hear those details, it is kind of weird.
Yes. I mean, she's saying Antonio Brown claimed to be a religious guy. And obviously, even without this, you got to question some of that. But anyway, here is some sound.
These allegations are false. He denies every one of them. I am very confident that his legal team has facts that will prove this. Antonio and I both strongly believe that these allegations are very serious. In no way do we condone any type of illegal conduct, misbehavior. None of that happened here. This is a money grab.
That was
Drew Rosenhaus, who we've heard. I mean, it's almost like he's in the league. We're hearing from him so much every day, it seems. That's Antonio Brown's agent. He denied it. His lawyer sent out a long statement denying it and giving explanations for some of the things that went on. She, of course, details everything in her civil suit, what she alleges happened. And the question, Rob, should he be able to play on Sunday? Because the Patriots, they could suspend him. They could move on from him. They could decide that they don't want to deal with him. Roger Goodell, the commissioner, could put him on the exempt list. Or they could just let the legal situation play out and let him play until then. What do you think?
I think because you're messing with someone's career, their livelihood.
Now, if he goes on the exempt list, he does get paid.
Right, but there's a whole stigma that goes with it. And even if you're exonerated, it's a tough spot to be in. But my whole point is, Chris, that I think you should let the legal, because it's not a criminal act. If this was a criminal charge.
Well, it is a criminal act.
No, a criminal.
She's not filing
I'm talking about
charges.
Criminal charges is what I'm saying. Criminal
right.
charges. That she didn't have a police report. She's not trying to get him locked up and saying that's not what she's looking for. This is a civil lawsuit. I think you let it play out. You allow him to play and earn a living until there's a judgment, till there's some sort of finality to it, and then you can make your case. Anybody can file a lawsuit against you. You know that.
Right.
So
right.
A plumber can file a lawsuit. There could be just almost anything. I don't know. Does that mean that, and I'm just being hypothetical, do you just go in and act immediately when there's some sort of lawsuit and take somebody away from their job or whatever, unless the police are coming and they say, hey, this happened, we're going to arrest you, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only way that, to me, you should be stopped from playing. Then playing doesn't matter. But a civil lawsuit is hard for me to believe that. And we saw it today. He practiced today.
Yeah.
If they really wanted to do something, nope.
That's the Patriots. I don't think the Patriots they're not going to do anything. They're going to wait till the league. If the league doesn't put him on the exempt list, I think he'll be playing Sunday.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to do anything. And as you said, today was a great sign that they're not going to do anything because they let him practice.
Right.
I agree with everything pretty much that you said, Rob, in that, you know, you don't – our whole rule of law in this country is innocent until proven.
Yes, we lose sight of that.
Right. I have my personal feelings, and it's hard for me to remove the fact that I have two daughters from thinking about this case.
I get it, Chris.
And,
I do.
You know, putting one of them in that situation just sickens me. And, you know, so it's hard for me to remove that from him. And I get what you're saying, but I look at it. And I also say this. Our country, man, I mean, a lot of people that do, let's just call it what it is. We had a president, Bill Clinton, who was in the White House and seduced and had an affair with a 21-year-old intern in the Oval Office. That, again, hard for me to remove myself from that, thinking of my daughters who are 21 years old. If they were in that situation, I'd be ticked off, to say the least. We got a president now in the White House, Donald Trump, who is caught on tape admitting that he sexually harassed some women. So nobody, this country now, our moral standards are low, very low. It's not just athletes. It's not just politicians either. But it is hit, I mean, we don't even have to go through the Me Too movement. It's hit every realm of our society. It's sad and it's pretty disgusting. But anyway, getting back to AB, Rob, I get what you're saying, but I think the precedent has been set that he should be on the exempt list. And here's why I say that. I'm not going to cause an uproar if he's not. Because as I said, we got people operating in sports and outside of sports who have done terrible things and admitted to doing terrible things. But Michael Vick was placed on the exempt list for what he did with the dogs. And I am not trying to blow over what he did with animals, but we're talking about a human being. And I put a human being above animals. But he was put on the exempt list for that. And I get it, that was a criminal case. And you other guys, Greg Hardy, Josh Brown, Reuben Foster, a lot of these were criminal cases, right? Adrian Peterson. But Jonathan Vilma was put on the exempt list for Bountygate. And Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong on any of these things, but he was put on the exempt list for Bountygate. Adrian Peterson spanking, you know, horribly, but spanking kids. And when you look at what Antonio Brown is alleged to have done compared to just those two, Michael Vick and Jonathan Vilma, this is worse than Bountygate, as bad as that might be. If what's alleged is worse than that. And we all have a track record. We all are judged by our track records. If Meta World Peace, Ron Artest, does something crazy, he's going to be judged differently than a player or ex-player who had a clean slate throughout their career. It's just the precedent. It's track record. It's your resume. And so when you look at Antonio Brown's track record as well, I mean, we don't even have to go through everything that he did in Oakland, of course. But he threw furniture off a balcony, a year or two ago, and nearly hit a toddler, which would have killed him. He's been accused of not paying another personal trainer, not paying his personal chef. And there are other things, reckless driving, another domestic dispute with the mother of his child. And he taped John Gruden on a phone call, which is illegal.
No, John
without
Gruden,
his consent.
John Gruden,
no,
consented.
Gruden didn't. He consented that he could put it on the internet afterwards. But Gruden did not know he was being taped.
Oh, I thought they said the producer said that Gruden agreed
to it. No, the videographer said that he taped Gruden without Gruden's knowledge, And then when they wanted to put it on the internet, the videographer was like, oh, we're not going to be able to use it. And Antonio Brown contacted Gruden, and Gruden said it was fine. So Gruden didn't know he was being taped. That's illegal.
But Gruden also could have said no then.
No, he could have. But the fact that doesn't change the fact that Antonio Brown did something illegal.
I just go ahead. I got a couple.
So I just think there's with the and again, I'm not gonna be raise a holy ruckus if he's not put on the exempt list. I'm just looking at the precedent that's been set. I'm looking at his track record, and the commissioner is his discretion. And his whole thing is to try to protect the league and what will make the league look good or bad. And I think that, honestly, fans are going to have a hard time watching Antonio Brown this Sunday with all of this hanging on his head and cheering for him with all of this hanging on his head. And again, I know other guys have done things, you know, that are horrible too. But for those reasons, I think they should put him on the exempt list.
I could not disagree with you more. I think this is the rush to judgment that this country has turned into.
I'm not judging him. I'm just saying by the precedent. What about the other guys?
We got an owner of the Patriots who was involved in a prostitution situation who still he hasn't been suspended by the league yet. They haven't done anything to him. He's still running the organization. He's still in the owner's box, that nothing has been done to him. And they have him on videotape. This ain't he said, she said, which is what we have here.
It's terrible. It's bad what he did. It's not what Antonio Brown's alleged to have done.
It's still, you
would agree with that.
Yes. His is a criminal
it's
situation.
It's bad, but yeah.
Okay. But Robert Kraft's is a criminal situation where he was booked and fingerprinted, right? And it's a felony. Here's the other thing. You don't know if you remember this, Chris. You're a little younger than me. But in 1997, Michael Irvin, I'll never forget this. He was famously falsely accused of sexual assault by this woman named Nina Shiravan. I think that's how you pronounce it. She ended up, you know, being honest and saying that it was false. And wound up spending 90 days in jail for a false report. And I'll never forget, may he rest in peace, one of the best sports columnists I've ever read, Dave Anderson from the New York Times. Chris,
yep,
where you worked.
Yep, worked with him.
And he wrote a column, and I don't know if you can still find it, where he basically said Michael Irvin should be thrown out of the NFL and never be allowed to play again. That was the column
before she came out.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's why I'm always, and that 1997, I'll never forget it. Because I thought people, because of Michael Irvin's past transgressions, rushed to judgment to say because he did these other things, he must have done this. And that's what I'm against.
I agree with you, Rob. I'm not saying he did it.
But I'm just saying,
when you look at, we didn't know if Michael Vick had done it.
It's the same
thing. And that's dogs. We didn't know if Jonathan Vilma had done it. And that's Bounty Gate.
But I'm saying you got.
I'm just saying there's a precedent that's been set.
I'm saying you got an owner right there with the team that he's on who has not been disciplined. For you were talking about
two wrongs don't make a
right.
I'm
not saying that, but I'm just trying to say I want you to be consistent.
That's why I'm trying to be. I'm saying the precedent has been set.
What happened to Bob Kraft then? If that's the consistency about smearing.
You can say that, and that's fine. That's another subject.
I'm just telling you, I'm against it. I think you should go on because if it's a criminal case and the police are involved, Chris, I'm with you 100%. Anybody can file a civil lawsuit. You got to be careful about that. All right? So people do it all the time.
Here's the thing,
I'm not saying whether it happened or not.
I'm not in total disagreement with you. I was just saying based on the precedent the league has set. And here's the other thing. Because you mentioned livelihood and things like that. And when you're on the exempt list, you get paid.
No, that's a good thing.
So Antonio Brown would still get his money. So it wouldn't be, I obviously wouldn't be able to play, but he would get his money. And so even if, you know, he's proven innocent or shown to be innocent.
Not guilty.
Then he, you know, he wouldn't be out any money. And he'd eventually be able to play. So it's a tough one. I mean, You know, I'm not pounding my fist that he's got to be on the exempt list, but I'm looking at the precedent that's been set, particularly with Michael Vick and Jonathan Vilma, and I'm saying, you know what? He probably needs to go on the exempt list.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The first lady of FS1, and she certainly is that, Ernestine Sclafani Bayless. Welcome to The Odd Couple, Ernestine.
I'm waving right now as if I'm royalty. I'm waving. Thank you for having me on. My God, this is like, I feel as though this is my second home, and I haven't even been on this program before, but I feel that.
Well, let me just say this real quick, and I'm going to embarrass you for 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. But Ernestine is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. I've been out to dinner with her and Skip. Been to their home. They've invited me over during Christmas. They're just really nice people. And I want to say thank you for being a friend, Ernestine.
Oh, Rob. I love you, Rob.
You know that.
We invite Rob over. We don't give him gifts or anything. We just invite him over for Christmas. We don't give him anything to gift.
Yes, you do. Stop it. Yes, you do. You give great gifts. Great.
We do. We do give. And Rob gives the best gift. Rob is the first one to send you a Christmas gift when the season has not even begun. Rob has the present is underneath the tree that doesn't exist yet. I say, well, Skip, I think we got to put the tree up now because we got Rob's gift.
There
so
you go.
The tree.
There you go.
It is definitely great to have you on, Ernestine. We've never met, but I've obviously heard so much about you.
And I feel like you're part of my family, Chris. I've known about you for so many years. It's just Chris and Rob. So
yes, we all go way back with your husband.
And I'm excited
about this book. Go ahead,
Rob.
Let
me say one other thing. And Ernestine, people don't know, Ernestine is as big of an Odd Couple TV show fan as I am.
Oh,
and when we go out to dinner, we normally do lines from the show and talk. We text each other.
And Skip hates it.
Yes.
Skip just sits there. And Rob and I just go back and forth with lines from the show. And
yes.
Skip is just like, oh, you guys.
You guys with that Odd Couple. He hates it, but we do it.
Well, Ernestine, just so you know, I'm Oscar and Rob is Felix.
No.
Just so you know.
She doesn't buy that for 1 second. You know it.
All right, I'm one of the pigeon sisters.
There you go. All right, let's talk about the book. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, yeah, it's called Balls, How to Keep Your Relationship Alive When You Live with a Sports-Obsessed Guy. And I think this will play in when you telling us what the book is about or some of the specifics.
Sure.
But I think everybody listening wants to know, what in the world is it like to live with Skip Bayless? And that's what your book's about.
Well, the book came out of me living with Skip. We've been together 14 years, and we've been married for 3 years. And so when I first met Skip, I was never at a football game, a basketball game. The closest I ever came to an actual football game was I played clarinet in the marching band, and so that was the closest I ever got to a football game. And I still have not been to a real football game in my life or a basketball game. So there you go.
Wow.
It's the truth. But somehow I know probably more about sports than, I wouldn't say every guy on the street, but I know a lot about sports. It just seeps in. So I met Skip, and somehow when he told me that he was in sports, it really didn't register that he was in sports. I thought, oh, that's nice. He's in sports. I didn't know he was in sports. That's like, you know, capital letters there. And it's become part of my life, and I also realized that it's a very important part of mostly guys. There are a lot of women that love sports, but I'd say a lot of guys, and it's almost like a religion. And so I have great respect, and I've learned how to deal with guys that think the world of sports and just live for sports because I live with this guy who lives for sports. It's just as easy as that. So I wrote this book trying to help women that are in the same boat as I am, but my boat is magnified by 1,000. And most guys have one team or two teams they like. I live with a man that, because of his job, he watches every game that's on TV. But even if it wasn't his job, he loves sports. It's just something that's in him. And it's just, and I always laugh because in the dead of summer, when there's no real games on, when it kind of gets really light on the sports world, I walk into the living room and Skip has on women's softball from Oklahoma City.
Yes, I believe it. That says a lot. And Ernestine, I'm glad you said that about the women because you could take two approaches. I mean, some women will just be totally like, well, I'm going out. I'm not going to hang around. I'll go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But if you want to make a bond with your man, because sports is a part of our lifestyle for a lot of guys, not all guys, a lot of guys, Don't you need to kind of adapt a little bit and you know, hang out with them and watch the game with them?
Yeah. For me, and I write this in the book, the whole thing started as compromising. So I compromised to be with Skip because I really like him, and I also love him. And so the compromise, it doesn't matter if your guy's into sports or your guy is a doctor or your guy is a computer tech. You have to have a compromise in a relationship, and it's just that my compromise is about sports, but you have to have a give and take. And growing up, my father, who was very Italian from Mott Street in New York City, and he would say to me, I'd come to him with a question, I'd say, Dad, what do you think I should do? And he would say, you need to make a piece of paper with pros on one side, cons on the other. And then wherever the longer list ends up, that's what you should do. And so when I met Skip, he had the sports thing. That was a really big thing. But he had all of these other great qualities that I really liked, and we had a lot in common. We like movies, and we like old theater. And
Chinese food.
We like Chinese food. We like we do. We like Woody Allen. That was our first conversation. And so he had these great qualities, and we like to walk. We're big walkers. When we lived in New York, we would walk 8-10 miles just exploring the city. And so that really counted for a lot. But then he had the sports thing. But it's kind of, do you throw the baby out with the bathwater? He's really got these really cool, neat things, and then he's got the sports. And so I tried to adapt. But he's really good about it because the longer we've been together, he'll let me know on the weekends, especially if it's now it's football season, he has to watch a lot of football. And we kind of gauge our weekends around that if he can fit it in. And he lets me know in advance, hey, next week I have to do, you know, there's 3 games on starting at 4:30, but I can go to an early matinee. So we'll go to an early matinee. And he tries to deal with it. And it's just a give and take in a relationship. And there's not one relationship that I know of, and I know a lot of people, and I've been in other relationships, there's no perfect relationship.
It's the iCup. We're joined by Ernestine Sclafani Bayless, the wife of Skip Bayless and new author of the book Balls, How to Keep Your Relationship Alive When You Live with a Sports-Obsessed Guy. Ernestine, Skip is obviously wildly popular and gets a lot of love, and he also gets a lot of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with the criticism, some would say the hate, if mm-hmm. you will, that comes Skip's way?
I have to tell you, Chris, to be honest, if we are outside of our little abode or little home, there has not been one person that would ever come up and say something to Skip negative in person. They would probably write it on Twitter and everything else, but no one has ever said anything live. They'll kid around with him in front of me,
right,
and they'll say, hey, man, why don't you lighten
lay off
up on
LeBron, right?
LeBron. I dream of LeBron. You know,
right.
Lighten up on LeBron. But no one really will come up and say something bad because I think it's, I don't know. Well, first of all, people hide behind social media these days, so they'll just
yes.
feel like it.
Chris and I get the same thing.
Right.
They don't say it to your face.
We're not quite as big as Skip, obviously.
Not
but
at all.
I've never had anybody come up
mm-hmm.
and say anything negative to me.
Mm-hmm. I
never.
Know. And so that's the thing. And people can, but I find also interesting, all of the people that don't agree with him or they don't like him, and like him, quotation marks, like him, but they still watch his show.
Right.
And they still want
right.
to hear what he has to say. If I didn't like somebody, I wouldn't watch their show. But there's something, they really feel addicted to it, even though they don't agree with them and they don't like him, but they need to see what hear what he says and
right.
see what he says. And it's an addiction. But yet they want to be negative. So.
But Ernestine, you remember growing up in New York. It was the mm-hmm. same thing with Howard Stern when he
yeah.
first started. People would say they hated him, but he had the highest ratings. Everybody,
I know.
Right?
Howard Stern and Don Imus.
Right.
Exactly. And that's what I think. And so it's fine if you want to do that, as long as you tune in. That's fine.
Right. Well, I did start reading the book, and I uh-huh. have to tell you, and I'm not saying this because I like you and
you want a
our
Christmas
friendship.
Present, uh-huh.
I want a good Christmas present. You got it, Ernestine.
Uh-huh.
No, but the book is really good. I started
thanks.
Reading it. I couldn't even put it down, to be honest. I mean, I'm serious. And best of luck with the book. I really
thank
think
you
that
so very
people
much.
Should give it a shot. It's a great gift. You know, to give
it's
somebody
a good stocking stuffer, and it's a good plane read, you know, because
yes.
it's not heavy, and you just stick it in your bag and pass it on to your seatmate next to you after you finish.
I'm going to Aruba in a few weeks, and I'm going to take that book
with
me.
The book.
It sounds like
You've got the book.
Yes. Yep. Well, then let me ask you this. We got 30 seconds left. Is there anything you could tell us about Skip that would surprise people?
Skip loves Jeopardy. People know that. And
how about his favorite movie? Some people might not know that.
I know his favorite movie. His favorite movie is Die Hard.
I thought
he knows every line. So the problem is I sit with him, and I really like Die Hard, and I love Bruce Willis. So he's seen it 4,000 times, and he says, oh, Die Hard's on. I go, okay. But the problem is I sit there, and then I'm not hearing Bruce Willis. I hear Skip. He recites every single line, and then it's like, this is boring.
Right.
I don't want to hear Bruce. I want to hear Bruce, not Skip.
Right.
And he makes
the
facial expressions with it, so. There you go.
Well, Ernestine, thank you for joining us.
Thanks
and
for
again,
having me on, guys.
Yeah, and how can people get the book?
I can't wait to have I'm getting the book, Chris.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com, and it comes out Friday, and it's on Kindle. And you could go to ErnestineBayless.com if you want to go directly to Amazon. It'll take you there.
All right.
Sounds great.
Guys.
Thank you, Ernestine.
That was great. Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
I want to talk a little something outside of Antonio Brown, at least for a moment, right?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
So let's do that. And we talked, I think Monday it was, you and I spoke a little bit about this bill that was proposed in California to allow college athletes in the state of California who attend their universities to profit from their name, their image, and their likeness. So, for example, a UCLA basketball player, when Lonzo Ball was there, if Nike or someone wanted to endorse him or him to endorse them, then he would be able to do that and still be able to play at UCLA. And the bill, Rob, the California State Assembly passed the bill on Monday. It just broke 73-0 unanimously. And this is the second time they've passed it unanimously.
Well, that was
the Senate gave its final approval to the bill
today.
Also unanimously today.
Right. And Chris, let's just be honest, in the political climate we live in, you can't get Republicans and Democrats to agree what time it is.
Right.
Seriously.
That's a great point.
So for them to look at this thing and just say it's wrong that people are profiting off these kids and their likeness and they don't get a dime from it is just, I 100% agree with them. Chris, I've said it for my whole career. The NCAA borderlines on organized crime. You hear me? The stuff that they're able to do to kids and dangle that, well, you're playing, so we get to use. Do you remember the I don't do video games, but the college sports video games with football and basketball?
That was, you're talking about the Ed O'Bannon?
Yes, where they shut it down rather than have to pay any money. They stopped making it. That they had the gall, the audacity, Chris, to use the kid's likeness and say, well, that's not you. But wait a minute. This is the 2000 Alabama football team.
Right.
That is me.
Right.
And
he looks just like me.
And he's wearing my number. And he's a running back. What do you mean that's not me? And they're selling the games, making money, and the kid's got nothing. Got zero.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And the governor now has 30 days to either veto this or let it pass.
I doubt that the governor's going to veto something that was passed unanimously by the Assembly, State Assembly, and by the Senate.
And the Senate, yep. Now, remember, LeBron James endorsed this. Draymond Green endorsed this bill. And the NCAA, Rob, this week.
They threatened California.
They basically did threaten them. They threatened them. And then they tried to convince them not to go ahead and pass this bill. Now, they sent a letter to the governor, and this is what they asked him. If the bill becomes law, this is according to the NCAA to the governor of California. If the bill becomes law and California's 58 NCAA schools are compelled to allow an unrestricted name, image, and likeness scheme, it would erase the critical distinction between college and professional athletics. Right now, nearly 500,000 student athletes in all 50 states compete under the same rules. This bill would remove that essential element of fairness and equal treatment that forms the bedrock of college sports. Hogwash.
Poppycock. Chris, you know when it changed it?
We live in a country where half the states, not quite half, but, you know, have legal marijuana. Half of them don't. I mean, pro leagues, you got some pro teams in a state where marijuana is legal.
Right.
And others where it's not.
But here's the other part. They're saying about it being amateur. That was a dash when you signed a $6 billion TV deal with CBS, Chris, for March Madness. How is that
and
amateur?
The gym teachers, let's call them since it's amateur.
Yes.
Making $11 million a year.
And they
don't
wear the sneakers.
Deal.
They don't wear the sneakers. The kids wear them and the coaches get paid.
No question.
How?
You're right. Now, and not to mention Olympians. They're supposed to be amateurs, right?
Right.
But yet they can benefit off of their likeness. All these teenage gymnasts, Mary Lou Retton, remember her? Wheaties boxes and all that stuff?
Yes.
I mean, so... Rob, here is the interesting thing. This is the one thing I would like the NCAA, I get it. And I said we got states with different laws, which is confusing. But I get it if some of your schools, the players can benefit from their likeness. That's a great recruiting boon for a UCLA, a USC, right? If I'm Zion... I mean, this is like if I'm Zion Williamson coming out of high school, UCLA now has a huge advantage to get me over Duke. Am I right?
No doubt about it.
He would have got a Nike deal.
No doubt about it. When they're using your likeness, I'm sorry. You shouldn't have to relinquish that when you go play college sports, especially
the
when
other
people
students wouldn't have to.
And here's the other part, Chris. Same thing when they sell your jerseys in the gift shop at the game with your number on it and you don't get a dime. Chris Webber and Jalen Rose brought that stuff up years ago with the Fab Five at Michigan. And they were 100% right. You're not selling a blank jersey with just Michigan on the front. You got my number on the back. That's what's selling the jersey.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And here's the answer. The NCAA wants to, we can't, you know, I think they said in the threat, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, the threat said that the California schools would not be able to compete in the tournament.
Yeah,
like that.
I want to see the NCAA shut out California.
Threat. Here's the answer. Make this rule for everyone.
Make
That's
it national, right?
Right. Period. Let all the colleges, the kids can benefit from their likenesses. The NCAA is greedy. That's what this is about.
Yes.
They don't, as you said, Rob, they don't want to share the money with the people who are creating the money. Krzyzewski's not creating the money.
Right, he's not.
No matter how great he is, Nick Saban is not creating the money, no matter how great he is.
The players are the game. They always have been. I don't care, and I'm not talking about these particular players, any player, as we talk about sports,
right.
Chris. That's what it's about, and they need to stop. It's been criminal. What the NCAA has done. And I don't want to hear about, they're getting a free education. Why can't they be happy with that? That's fine. You know what, Chris? A free education I would be all for if Duke played just on campus and you have to show your student ID to get in. And there are no games on television on ESPN. And you're not flying during the month of March all over the country.
Right. Really in class.
That's amateur sports, Chris. You played it at what, Division II or III?
Division III.
That's amateur sports.